No one will ever replace my husband. No. But I do see some similarities of my husband in JD and Vice President JD Vance. I do. And that's why I'm so blessed to be able to introduce him tonight. Because he understands the fight that we're up against. And he can articulate that in a way that transcends. He's an amazing...
It starts with a hug. A single moment caught on camera. Two people on a stage. It all looks perfectly normal. Maybe a greeting between colleagues. Maybe a gesture of comfort between friends. But on the internet, normal is boring. Scandal, on the other hand, well, that goes viral. Oh, so within hours, that hug is no longer a hug. It is evidence. Evidence of a secret affair, a looming divorce, and a political conspiracy designed to reshape American politics forever. It is a story about a love triangle between Vice President J.D. Vance and Erica Kirk, the recent widow of conservative leader Charlie Kirk, which of course has absolutely exploded online. This story has everything. Passion, betrayal, religion, a jilted wife. All the ingredients for a social media firestorm. The only thing it didn't have, of course, is a single shred of proof. And this is a story about how the internet can invent a national scandal out of thin air. How one single out-of-context moment can create a completely fictional drama that thousands, maybe even millions of people believe is real. This isn't just about a fake love triangle. It's about how fragile our shared sense of reality has become and how easily it can be broken. I'm going to look at all of this and more in this video. But before I get going, pick up my book, new book, Applied Elite Theory. It's the sequel to Populist Delusion and Prophets of Doom. I've got those books here as well somewhere. Where are they? Very nice books they are too. Look. Pick up those too. Courses at the academic agency. Pick those up. Trivium, always a bestseller. Foundations of Shakespeare. These are great things. Christmas holiday season coming up. Great things to do during that time. Everybody needs to write, use logic, rhetoric, research, you name it. I've got it there. So anyway, let's look at this image of Erica Kirk and J.D. Vance. This is the one that started it all. Vice President Vance embracing Erica on stage in her leather pants, as Americans say, at a Turning Point USA event. Her hand is in the air. His are on her waist, suggestively. Now listen to the noise erupting around it. Tweets with millions of views screaming that J.D. Vance will divorce his Indian wife and marry Erica Kirk and run in 2028 with a white Christian woman by his side. YouTube videos with headlines like Vance humiliates wife as divorce scandal explodes. Actual video title, by the way. Posts from prominent activists predicting a marriage announcement just around the corner. You have a full-blown soap opera, a melodrama, a political earthquake built on a single image. And that was the story the internet, your Twitter feed, wanted you to believe. The truth, however, was much less scandalous and a lot more revealing about the world we're living in right now. So let's break down what's really going on here. To understand how this all started, we have to look at the moment of the hug itself. Now, this wasn't just any political rally. This was a memorial event. The day was the 29th of October, 2025, University of Mississippi, the first big campus event for Turning Point USA since its founder, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated 7 weeks earlier. Atmosphere at this event was heavy. Thousands of people showed up to honor his legacy. And stepping into this supercharged environment was Erica Kirk, who had just become the new CEO of this organization in her husband's place. This was her first major public appearance since her husband's death, since the funeral at any rate. On stage, she was wearing a Freedom t-shirt as a tribute, and she spoke about grief, faith, and the need to keep his work going. She asked the students to be a courageous generation, telling them that she could hear Charlie in their heart, pushing her to reclaim that territory. Then she introduced the great guest of honour, Vice President J.D. Vance, who she called a very, very dear friend. In her introduction, she said something that would be twisted and dissected endlessly by the permanently online masses. "No one will ever replace my husband," said Erica Kirk. But, and this is where a lot of the furore has come in, this but, "I do see some similarities of my husband in Vice President J.D. Vance." So as Vance came on stage, they shared a quick hug. Now, in context, it was a moment of public support for a grieving widow from a family friend at an event honouring her dead husband. A body language expert who watched the footage says Erica was looking for comfort, a comfort hug, and Vance was offering a patting gesture of what looks like consolation. When you see the whole picture, the moment was somber and supportive, and actually if you watch the video, there's really nothing sexual about it at all. But the internet doesn't care about context. What the internet cares about is content, clicks, slop. And that one hug, stripped of all its meaning, was about to become one of the most explosive pieces of content in the country. The first tremor started on X, the platform that many people used to know as Twitter. A short clip of the hug, totally isolated from the speeches and the memorial, started making the rounds. Right away, users began analysing the body language, like it was a Zapruder film. Her hand near his hair, his hands on her back. Every tiny movement was declared proof of a secret romance. One viral reply set the stage. "That's not a sympathy hug. That's a call me later hug." From there, the story metastasized. It spread like a virus across X, Reddit and TikTok, cranked into overdrive by algorithms that feed outrage, the slop machine. And it quickly transformed from simple affair gossip into a massive political conspiracy theory. The theory went something like this. J.D. Vance, a guy with his eyes on the 2028 presidential run, was getting ready to divorce his wife, Usha Vance, who is of Indian descent and was raised Hindu, marrying Erica Kirk, a white Christian widow and a leader in a powerful conservative group, would supposedly make him more appealing to a Christian nationalist base. And this wasn't just being whispered about in some dark corner of the internet. It was being blasted out by verified accounts with huge followings, including activist Shannon Watts, who posted a shockingly specific prediction on X. Vance announces divorce, marries Charlie Kirk's widow by the end of 2026. This post by Shannon Watts alone racked up over 8 million views, giving a fake sense of authority to a claim made out of thin air. Then came straight up lies. A fake quotation started circulating on Facebook, supposedly from Vance himself, saying he wanted a divorce because his wife was Hindu. This, of course, was pure fiction. But it fit the narrative that people wanted to believe. And in a sign of our very confused times, some users started questioning if the video was an AI deep fake, showing just how little we trust what we see anymore. And in just a few days, a moment of public grief like this was taken apart and rebuilt into a scandalous, politically charged fantasy. The lie was more interesting and more powerful than the truth. So before we get to all of the facts, and if you want to consider facts and why context actually matters and things like the truth, like and subscribe, pick up a course, etc. And let's carry on. So what is the reality here, everyone? What is the reality? Let's be crystal clear. The J.D. Vance-Erica Kirk love triangle is a complete fabrication. There is zero credible evidence of an affair between the two of them. There's no evidence of a divorce. The entire scandal, the whole thing, exists only in social media comments, conspiracy threads, and in the head canons of all of the people consuming all of this slop. Right? A complete hyper-reality exists now out of this story. The rumour mill got a huge boost from comments that Vance made at the same event, where he mentioned his personal hope that his wife Usha might someday share his Christian faith. That comment was immediately grabbed as proof of the problems in their marriage. But in this very same breath, Vance talked about his wife's free will and how their interfaith marriage was not a problem. And he later went on social media to say that Usha has no plans to convert to Christianity and called the backlash to his comments disgusting. He laughed off the divorce rumour, saying, "I'm very lucky to have a wonderful wife. I'm honoured to have Usha by my side." Direct quote. The entire narrative was built by stitching together things that had nothing to do with each other. Comment about Usha's faith, a hug at a memorial, and a ton of pre-existing political anxiety. The hug was just a normal professional interaction. Erica Kirk was at a memorial for her husband, who she just lost in a horrible, public and violent way. Vance was a friend offering support. Most sane people saw the moment for what it was, human compassion, but that is not how it was received by political opportunists online. So why is the story so huge now? Okay, and it literally is every other post on social media at the moment, because the rumour landed on fertile ground. It tapped into biases people already had. For Vance's critics, it was a story about hypocrisy. For some on the far right, it played into fears about his wife's Hindu background and the idea that he needed a Christian first lady. And the story was perfectly designed then to confirm already existing biases that different groups already wanted to believe. It was a weapon that anyone could grab to attack Vance, push an agenda, or just to get clicks. It was never about the truth. It was about being useful to narratives as they exist right now. And what I find a bit scary about J.D. Vance, okay, I mean, he recently, at Halloween, posted this kind of viral, you know, there's this meme of Vance, and then he dressed up as the meme. Because Vance is so super online and is kind of hyper real as a character himself, I do wonder whether all of this talk will actually like make it true, because Vance seems to be a function of the internet. He just responds to it all the time. So that remains to be seen, whether hyper reality can like make reality manifest in some way is an interesting question in and of itself. But anyway, if we zoom out, the big picture isn't about the personal lives of Vance, Erica, or Usha. It's about the terrifying power of the internet to create its own reality and then possibly to make that hyper-reality online into actual reality itself. This is actually manifesting into a scandal for Vance now, even though it's literally nothing, okay? The story is a perfect example of what is called a cheap fake, not something... It's not sophisticated, it's not AI-generated video, much simpler, much more common. It's a real piece of media stripped of all of its context to create a completely fictional narrative. And there's been several of these recently. I'm going to talk about another one soon, because I'm interested. At the moment, I'm interested in these super online things because I think they're like, I do actually think they're creating a rip in the fabric of reality, you know, on an ongoing basis, and I worry about it. A moment of real human grief was twisted into a sleazy political soap opera because that version was more entertaining. It was more outrageous. It was more shareable. It was more interesting. You know, had drama and emotion. The algorithms that control our social media feeds don't care about what's true. They care about what gets a reaction. Nothing gets a reaction like drama. Whole thing shows just how fragile our information ecosystem really is. When you remove context, reality just becomes a nether opinion. We are all vulnerable to these stories because they're built to bypass our critical thinking, go straight to our emotions and our biases. Why am I writing down these things now? Because one of the things I talked about recently is the importance of critical thinking. And sometimes I find if I write down what I think, or if I write down these things, it helps to give a structure and a logic to what I'm saying in these videos. I know, you know, I go back and forth about whether to go freeform or whether to go scripted. I'm trying for the first time to do kind of semi-scripted videos to camera. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, writing things down is one way to strip out emotions and biases and to just give you my analysis straight. The line between what's real and what's fake is getting dangerously blurry. The story, this particular one, is a serious warning about consequences. People can get caught in the middle of scandals they had absolutely nothing to do with. And you see, in the case of Vance, like I said, the scary thing is he may actually make this a reality because he's super reactive to what happened. He is, in a way, a hyper real figure. So it's particularly interesting when it comes to that. Our shared understanding of the world can be manipulated on a massive scale. The only defense we have is to be consciously and actively skeptical about pausing before we share, demanding context, resisting the urge to believe a story that seems to be just too perfect. Okay, there's another one. I'm going to do a video on this too. There was recently a fight in Manchester between some trans women and apparently, well, a group of men, which was clipped and then presented on the internet as a group between left-wing trans activists and Muslim migrants. Okay, I don't know if any part of that was true, and I'll do a whole video on that because that's another story where all the context is stripped away, the facts don't matter, who was involved. I mean, that was actually involving a YouTuber called Cozy. I'll do a separate video on that because these super viral slop bits where context is removed and everybody reacts to it increasingly come to replace actual reality for so many people. And so, you know, I find myself talking about it, but also, you know, finding strategies to remain like stubbornly skeptical and logical in the face of all of this. This fake love triangle story shows that once a lie gets halfway around the world, the truth is still putting on its shoes. If you found all of this useful, like and subscribe, like I said, pick up my books, Applied Elite Theory. I've got a copy here somewhere. I've got several of my books, Populist Illusion, Prophets of Doom, Applied Elite Theory. Buy them all. Pick up a course at the academic agency. Do your best to remain sensible and centered, friends. But most of all, get out. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, Get out.